Well, now to a big conflict over tiny islands in the South China Sea between China and Vietnam. China's warning Vietnam to pull its ships out of contested waters after vessels from the two countries collided in a tense confrontation. Vietnam fired back, claiming China is massing a fleet of dozens of ships, including some from the Chinese Navy, in support of a Chinese oil drilling operation. Zhang Wen is an editor with the BBC's Vietnamese service. He's with us from London. And Zhang, the Chinese are saying the Vietnamese rammed their ships. The Vietnamese say it was the Chinese who were aggressive. Do we know what happened in these waters?
Well, I think judging from the images and the details the Vietnamese and the Chinese government or their agency have released to the public, mostly on YouTube and social media, but also on their official medias, I think both sides have done something to chase away the other side. So the ramming of the boats and the vessels and using the water cannons, I think it may have happened on both sides. But we don't know exactly what was happening on the side from day one. But apparently, according to our sources in Vietnam, the standoff is still there, and the Vietnamese are now mobilizing even fishermen to go to the sea to show that they are in control of that maritime territory.
Well, and let's talk about the dispute here. This is about some islands, the Paracel Islands, claimed by both the Chinese and the Vietnamese, right?
Yeah, the Chinese came to the Paracels to overwhelm small garrisons by the South Vietnamese at the time, the Saigon regimes. In 1974, so just within a year before the falls of Saigon. At that time, North Vietnam or Hanoi was an ally with Beijing, with China, and they didn't protest. But now they feel that they lost a very precious piece of the maritime border in the Paracels, and they feel very bitter about that. That's why they want even to stage more demonstrations this weekend, to call on to the public opinion in Vietnam and in the world to come to support Vietnam.
And this is all about oil now as well.
It's about the oil and gas until recently. I have checked accounts for nearly 24% of the Vietnamese government revenue. It is very important for Vietnam to hold on to the oil fields in the South China Sea. Well, in Vietnamese, probably the Vietnamese says Biển Đông, meaning the East Sea. So even in terms of the names, in terms of the narrative for the history, it's totally different from what the Chinese are saying.
Zhang, what about Americans who are listening to this and thinking this is just a conflict between two countries that are very far away?
No, it's not entirely correct, I would say, because I think one day or 2 days ago, an assistant secretary of state, Daniel Russell, was in Hanoi actually to talk about the tensions in terms of the regional security with the Vietnamese. And at a press conference in Hanoi, he was bombarded with a question about the oil rig set up by the Chinese on the South China Sea. So the Vietnamese clearly hope that the Americans' presence can help them to hold on to their maritime borders.
Well, can the United States do anything here?
Experts say no, but symbolically, it's kind of ironically, the Vietnamese, the former enemy of the U.S., has very high hope that the U.S. would come to rescue.
Put this in the context, Zhang, of what's going on in Asia. We know about the rise of China, but how are its neighbors dealing with that? Because this is not the only dispute over islands that's going on right now. There's another one with Japan that we've talked about.
Yes. The Vietnamese have forgiven the Japanese for the atrocities during the Second World War, and now they are very much teaming up with the Abe's government. They have received assistance from Tokyo to patrol the maritime borders on the seas. They are working with the Filipinos in the ASEAN groups, so to in an attempt to counterbalance China. But now it's not theory anymore. It's come to some actions on the sea.
And could this escalate?
We don't know. Let's watch over the event this coming weekend, because we have heard that both the dissidents' environment and the government in Vietnam, they are planning to stage some demonstrations both in Hanoi and Saigon to show that they are ready to face up to any, what they call, bullying tactics from China.
That's Giang Nguyen, an editor with the BBC's Vietnamese service, joining us from London. Giang, thank you so much.
Thank you.